I spin anyway.
Damn it, I was out of that watch. You stopped my bloody watch.
You look drunk to me, brother.
Come on, let's cut.
Come on,
that
boss.
Goddamn thing if we're gone.
Wait a minute, Frank, come here. Come here.
What's that?
Who did you bring with you? Who are all those people you brought with you?
Oh, fans.
All right. Have him sit down in the corner.
It's a pleasure if it comes to your show, isn't it?
Swell. Well, sit down, will you, fellas? I don't know. Look. It's late, fellas. Look, it's late. Let's get you.
Speak up, Cobzo. I can't do the damn thing to say.
Hey, fellow. Let's sit back here and hear the show, isn't it?
Frank, for Christ's sakes, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Come on.
Are you all set there?
All set.
All right, let's get going. Come on, come on.
All right, Jim. All right, fellas, tune before Jim starts.
It's late as hell, sir.
Come on, let's go, eh? All right, Jim, you ready in there? Start them rolling, eh?
Okay. Quiet, fellas. Quiet. I'll make it a good show, will you? Make it a good show.
All right,
show,
wait till I clear my throat here, Casey.
Take the bones out of it.
Reflections. Look now into the pool of memory, that iridescent mirror that holds your dreams. This is the time to lend imagination wings, when music woven with the golden thread of words fashions these moments for reflections. And what a lot of shit that is. And now, Colonel James Fanshawe Willis will repeat that for the India service.
Look now into the pool of memory, that iridescent mirror told your dreams. This is the Greenwich Mean Time to lend imagination wings when music, woven with a golden thread of words, fashions these moments for what? Oh, I beg your pardon. Reflections, yes.
Reflections. Nights are long since you went away. I think about you all through the day, my buddy, my darling buddy. Nobody quite so true. I miss your voice. I miss it so terribly, oh, so much. And I miss the touch of your hand, especially the touch of your hand, dear. Jesus, and it just to long to know that you understand, that you know that I care so very much, darling. My buddy. Believe me, darling, your buddy misses you so very much. To come in here. My buddy, you're a buddy. Really, I miss you so very much, Percy.
Jesus, I got through that.
Would Titus like me to give him a ride home after the show?
You're busy, aren't you?
It seems there was a gentleman traveling once in an English train. Much to his surprise, he found himself in a compartment with 8 very charming young ladies. As everyone knows, charming young ladies never travel on trains, so you can imagine his surprise. And he looked about the carriage and said, "I say, do you know, I've been traveling for years and years, and this is the first opportunity I've had of having such delightful company on my trip." Said, "You know, I travel in biscuits. As a matter of fact, I'm the sales manager of Peak Freem, and I have some samples. Won't you have a biscuit?" So all the young ladies had a biscuit. And he said, "By the way, where are you off to?" And they said, well, sir, we're going to Brighton. And he said, "Brighton, what a delightful spot. I do love Brighton." He said, "I always contrive to spend at least 1 or 2 weekends a year in Brighton. Why are you going exactly? Do have another biscuit, won't you?" And the young ladies said, "Well, as a matter of fact, sir, we're in a theatrical company." And he said, "Oh, theatrical people, my very favorite sort of people. Do have another biscuit, won't you?" So they had another biscuit. And he said, "Now, what are you playing in? What exactly is your piece?"
And they said, well, sir, as a matter of fact, we're playing in Dick Whittington. He said, oh, God bless me, soul, Dick Whittington, a pantomime, of course it is. Pantomime, my very, very favourite sort of entertainment. Do have another biscuit, won't you? Hmm? So they had another biscuit, you see. And then he said eventually, Dick Whittington, well. Who takes Dick? One of the girls said, well, we all do, you bloody old fool, but not for five of your fucking biscuits.
Never brought to mind should old acquaintance be forgotten and the days of bowling done.
Fuck off, will you, Willis?
For old lang syne. Ah, shit. For old lang syne.
Get away from me, will you, Willis?
We'll take a cup.
Hey, what's the matter with George? He looks as though he didn't like what I was doing.
Well, fuck him. That's all. Fuck him. I'm quitting. I'm going home. He can shove a job up his ass.
Fuck him. Jesus Christ, I was only kidding, George. You can take a joke, eh?
Should old acquaintance be forgot and the days... what's that, George? Go sit in your hat.
Fuck, I'm quitting.
A poem. Those buccaneers with hairy ears, they pierced their leather breeches and banged their cocks upon the rocks, those hardy sons of bitches. Those buccaneers, they knew no fears. They didn't care for trifles. They'd hang their balls upon the walls and shoot at them with rifles.
What's going on here?
Jesus.
Wait a minute, fellas.
Willis.
Hey, what? What goes
you think
on here?
We're going to cut that goddamn disc
Frank?
Again?
Come here, Frank. Come here.
Jesus Christ.
That won't go. I mean, I know they won't accept it.
What do we
What's
have
the
to
matter?
Well,
they're getting fussy down there?
Look, they're... Oh, fuck
them.
Look.
What?
There are a couple of bad spots.
All right, Jesus Christ. Just because the guy has the drink, you don't have to give him shit all over the place.
You can kiss my ass.
Jesus Christ, dear. You can't do that.
Frank, come here. Come here.
Oh, fuck it. I'm going home.
How much time we got on that disc? Come here, tell me about the French Canadian.
Who's that? Who's
yeah.
that?
Well,
go don't
ahead.
Spoke for nothing. I don't know what's that, isn't it? Hey, hey, Frank Willis. Come over here, isn't it? Hey, will you bring the script?
Frank.
Bring.
Yeah.
Bring
Kill
the
it,
script.
Don't you think? And we'll start again tomorrow.
We're going to start again? Oh, fuck that.
All right. Let's hear a bit of that.
They really buggered it up, didn't they?
Let's go home.
Come on.